George Harrison, happy birthday, George. This is the Up and Running Morning Show on 98.1 KZE. I'm Rick, your host, and joining us live in the studio is our friend and neighbor, Frank Migliorelli. Good morning, Frank. How are you?
All right, Rick. How you doing, man? I wasn't sure if I was one of those guys who came off the street or the musician when you were, like, running down. It was a kind of combination of both, I think.
I think it's kind of cool. You know, we have the door open, and look, yeah, who rolled
true.
In.
No, appreciate it.
Yeah. Well, you got a gig coming up at Road Jam Brewing Company, and you've played there before. Can you tell us about the venue?
Yeah. Road Jam was started, was it? 5 years ago now. I think they just had their anniversary a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, and they unveiled a brand new beer, Goliath.
Well, they do that a lot, which is cool. Yeah, no, Steve and Kathy Bluestone, they took this old building, converted it, and started brewing beer. They have a great master brewer there. Beautiful space. I mean, you've been there, right? The it's all wood. It's real nice place to play music. Food's amazing.
That makes everything good.
Oh, definitely worth the drive to Hillsdale from here.
Cool.
Killer burgers. And the beer's great. And the other thing is, you know, Steve and Kathy, they wanted to have a place where people could come play music, which is, you know, rare these days. We were just talking before.
Yeah, you know? A place that you can bring your dog. It's dog friendly. They have great food and great live music. And it's at a reasonable time where you can enjoy the rest of the evening, wake up the next day and do your chores, whatever they may be. But you're playing at 6 o'clock on Saturday in Hillsdale at the Road Jam Brewing Company. And what do you think about that time, and how long do you play for?
We're doing two sets. I'm playing with Brian Aspinwald. He's playing steel guitar with me, which is kind of a nice little weird combination we've been doing lately. I like playing early. I've been doing this for a long time, and I don't mind doing late gigs, but, you know, you come home at 1 o'clock in the morning, 2 o'clock in the morning, humping PA equipment. That's not fun. You know, that's not fun anymore. But it's nice. Yeah. You can walk in. You can play original music, which is great. And, I think people, they hang out, eat.
Yeah.
We got a couple people dancing last time, which was kind of cool when we brought the full band in.
Well, speaking of music, then, Frank, you've been writing music for quite some time.
Yeah.
What influences you in your daily attack on music?
It's kind of weird. I listen to a lot of music. And, you guys talk about musical diversity.
Yeah.
My wife says sometimes, she goes, where do you, hear these things? Where do you, I mean, I'm just, I'm an avid radio listener and, just try to, make connections to all kinds of music. My son is a R&B hip-hop producer out in L.A., so, we're constantly bantering and...
Does he send you, things he's working on?
Check this out.
This is cool. And
check him out.
Scratch your head. And
Sometimes. But he's done... He's got a gold record hanging on the wall, which is more than I got. You know?
And me. Go him.
Yeah, yeah. That's Matt Miggs, if you want to check him out. But... there's all kinds of influences, and I grew up in the, 60s and 70s listening to New York City radio, which was amazing back then.
Yeah, totally.
Scott
Zone.
Oh, God, yeah. I always say I went to the University of WNEW.
Mm. Yeah, well, so. I graduated from there, and Scott Muni told me that John Lennon died, and I was 15 and cried.
Yeah, no, I remember that night. Yeah, I was in Michigan that night. Yeah,
it was a sad one. But, the teachings and school of WNEW-FM in New York. And, here we are. Frank, you're holding a guitar in your hand. It's a beauty. And it's got abalone inlay on it and a beautiful top. And
you might need to translate that.
I'm just describing that. The hipsters know what abalone is. From women to men of all shapes and sizes, and it's all inlaid in your guitar. So you want to strum it?
Yeah.
And sing at the same time?
Well, I could do that.
What do you got in mind for the people?
Been starting to really think about pulling together a new record. We've got 4 records out so far, and it's been a while, so been writing some new tunes. And whenever I write a tune, I want to make sure that it holds up on its own. So this is a tune I kind of wrote for a band to play, and a more like a real garage band sounding thing. But I said, let me see how this holds up on an acoustic. So I always love to test stuff out. So if you don't mind, I'd like to do
all right
that one. It's called Take the Wheel. And it was written during the pandemic when everyone was kind of holed up.
Frank Migliarelli, 98.1 KZE.
Good.
I got a white line fever pumping in my veins. The walls of this cabin are making me insane. We got a can full of gas, just burn it to the ground. We're talking way too long about busting out of town. Polish up your jackboots, we're going for a ride. It's a highway waiting for us when we walk outside. Put on a leopard skin jacket, a leather miniskirt. We're stirring up some trouble, yeah, we're kicking up some dirt. I'll take the wheel, babe. Baby, grab the keys or take the wheel. We're gonna drive all night or take the wheel. Get your motor running, roll down the window. Don't you hear it humming? I'll push in on a pedal, slam it to the floor. Keep the engine running, you could hear the highway roar. You're looking pretty perfect, girl, I love the way you drive. Turn up the music, let the highway come alive. I'll take the wheel, babe. Baby, grab the keys and take the wheel. We're gonna drive all night, I'll take the wheel. Get your motor running, roll down the window. Don't you hit on me? Yeah, you look like Bonnie Parker with that mask across your face. Knocking off a liquor store, we're running out of state. Taking all the back roads, got the tank all filled with gas. The cops will never catch us, Lord, we don't use Easy Pass. Yeah, you look like Bonnie Parker with that mask across your face. We're knocking off a liquor store, we're running out of state. Taking all the back roads, got the tank all filled with gas. The cops will never catch us there, we don't use Easy Pass. I got white line fever pumping in my veins. The walls of this cabin are making me insane. I got a can full of gas, let's burn it to the ground. We're talking way too long, talking way too long, talking way too long about busting out of town. I'll take the wheel, babe. Baby, grab the keys or take the wheel. We're gonna drive all night, I'll take the wheel. Get your motor running, roll down the window. Don't you hear it humming? Take the wheel, babe.
Frank Migliarelli, live 98.1 KZE. Now, Frank, I've seen your last name around town in Red Hook and, let's see, on Route 28, going out towards Phoenicia and by the bridge overpass. I see your name in huge letters. What's the connection?
I thought you were going to say you saw it in a poster in the post office or something, but my family's been up here since the late 60s. My dad originally bought a dairy farm, which was called Linden Farms, and started a dairy business that ran for many, many years. The vegetable stands and stuff is a different branch of the family tree that focuses on the vegetable business. And my family was involved pretty much in a pretty big dairy operation in Red Hook for years. And that kind of got pulled back, believe it or not, on some government flim-flam on milk pricing, where they bought out a lot of the dairy farms around here. Yeah, no, it's an amazing story. Someday I'll put it all down on paper.
Wow.
But my cousin actually moved up here at some point after the dairy farm was up and running, and they established a vegetable business out of Tivoli.
So that's your cousin?
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well, we see the family name, and when I see it, I think of you, Frank.
Well, like, you should also think about vegetables, you know, and
I
you
think
know,
of that apples
good food.
And pumpkins. And
yeah, that's good.
Squash.
No, it's cool. But we still have the last part of the farm, which we've kind of turned into a community venture, and we're in the process of starting a bunch of different agricultural initiatives there, which is cool.
Well, all the best to you, and let it grow.
Yeah,
Frank, you got another tune?
Yeah, sure.
All right, Frank Migliorelli. He's playing at Rojan Brewing Company Saturday. It's a 6 o'clock show, early enough to have a great meal and enjoy some great music. So do both at Rojan Brewing Company this Saturday, ladies and gentlemen. Frank Migliorelli.
Cool. This is a tune I haven't really played that much live in a while, and I released it as a single. It's up on Bandcamp. You could download it for free. It's a single we released and never promoted. But once in a while I send things into like songwriting contests and things just to see how it goes. Never win. My mother says you're always a groomsman, but never the groom. You know. I got an email back on this one, and it was from American Songwriter magazine, which was cool. And I ended up being, you know, one of their honorable mention finalists in one of their contests, which is cool. So we released a single, and then just never put it on another album or anything. So it's kind of hanging out there. I thought I would do that one today. It's called Even a Clown Should Know When the Circus Ends. So,
all right. Frank Migliorelli, 98.1 KZE. Take us home, Frank.
Just walk away, take that step, have your day, 'cause this time you need to go it alone. We could take another chance, but we both know it won't last. Maybe it's about letting go. I'm not asking you, girl, try it again. Even a clown should know when the circus ends. You brush the hair away from my eyes. The song on the box makes you smile, 'cause it brings back another time and place. Let the morning sunrise shine, and let me hold you one more time, and maybe kiss me goodbye. I'm not asking you, girl, try it again. Even a clown should know when the circus ends. So let the tent come down, let the tent come down. We're leaving now for another time. And the band plays Broken Walls. What the grease paint hides in the spotlight show, we both learned it long ago. So we let the curtain fall. I'm not asking you, girl, try it again. 'Cause even a clown should know when the circus ends. When the circus ends.
Frank Migliorelli, live, 98.1 KZE. Thanks a lot for coming, Frank.
Hey, thanks for having me, Rick. Totally appreciate it.
I still had you in the reverb chamber. Now,
that's all right.
you're loose now.
All right.
Frank Migliarelli, Rojan Brewing Company, Saturday, 6 o'clock show. Don't miss out. Frank, how can folks get in touch with you on the internet?
You could check out the band website, dirtnappers.com. It's probably the best place to start and sign up for the mailing list. Frank Migliarelli and the Dirtnappers are on Instagram. That's where we stay mostly socially media active. A little bit on Facebook, but Instagram's the best place. And, you know, my phone number's up there. If you want to text me and call me and say, you know, we want to book the band, give me a buzz. We definitely want to play. So it'll be good.
Live music is better. Bumper stickers should be issued.
That's it. Well, thanks for having me, man.
All the best, Frank. Totally. Thank you so much. And knock 'em dead at Rojan Brewing Company, and we'll see you soon.
We'll see you there. Thanks.
All right. It's the Up and Running Morning Show, 98.1 KZE. A couple of very important messages, and then back to more fantastic songs.